This recording, South Korea 8, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Karma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling "Karma, Karma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Karma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Karma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then, Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I grew up in Incheon. That's basically like California in the United States, but way less popular version of it. Apparently it used to be popular with ocean, since it's around the coastal area. So a lot of tourists came in and out around my town, but then later, since there were too many tourists, so the beach and ocean all got dirty, so no one really comes anymore. Even though I'm around coastal city, I'm kind of more in the surface area. I don't really like eating fish too. Maybe grilled is fine, but people tend to eat fishes raw, and I don't really like that. Like sashimi or something like that. Anyways, that's where I grew up. It's, I guess, not as different as our capital city, but then there are some stuff to enjoy there. Like there's Chinatown, where there's a lot of Chinese community within our city. And also, the place where I grew up during my elementary school till now, where my family lives currently, there are a lot of foreign people, since there are a lot of international companies, complexes are everywhere. So I was able to see a lot of foreigners all around, either tourists or like just people who are working inside our city.